Good Chavez.
So here we are in Bryant Park, Hilga, New York City, learning Hilcha Shabbos B'Ian. A little 10 minutes of Hilcha Shabbos, a taste of Shabbos, sending it out to the world. So today's topic is tasting food on Shabbat, on Erev Shabbat, Tomea Haim Zachu. What's the halacha and what's the chassidus behind tasting food on Erev Shabbos? So Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Reish Nun, it's a mitzvah to taste every food item on Erev Shabbos in order to fix it properly. And a remez,
very machmir on that,
is Toamea Chaim Zachu. Toamea, those who taste it, merit life. So the Mishnah Berurah is going out and saying, you gotta taste not just a little bit, but every food item, says the Mishnah Berurah. Right? So what's the source for this custom, this idea of the Mishnah Berurah? So the student of Rashi, Rav Simcha of Vitri, who wrote a sefer called the Machzor Vitri, writes, one who tastes food on Erev Shabbos merits long life. Gevalt. You want to live a long life? Have a little Erev Shabbos soup.
But not after plog.
No problem having an after plog, as long as you don't have that much. How much do you have to have? You don't have to have a lot, but you taste a little bit. Long life. The other source number three, is the Arizal. Arizal writes in the Shara Kavanos, and Sefer HaChassidim also brings down that there's an Indian to taste the Shabbos food. Now, there's an interesting halachic machlokes. The Kobo implies that it's enough to taste from one dish. All the Machzor Vitri, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Magen Avraham, and the Arizal all write that you should taste from every dish a little bit. But not too much, because then you'll be full. Nobody wants to be full. You got to have an appetite for Shabbos Kodesh. But that's an interesting machlokes. I think the minhag is to be mekel and to allow you to only have a little bit of the Shabbos food. Now, there's one more interesting halachic Indian before we go to the depth, the why.
I'm fine with learning, but I just want you to know that it's like 6 o'clock. I don't want you to miss your train.
It's fine. So the Kobo, so the machlokes on Erev Shabbos Chazon, and in 3 weeks from now. So what's unique about Shabbat Chazon? That it's during the 9 days, and during the 9 days we don't eat meat, right? So can you have a taste of the meat of the chillin on Erev Shabbos if you're not supposed to have meat during the 9 days? You're allowed to have meat on Shabbos, obviously.
That's a good question.
So if you're vegetarian, you never have this problem. Halavai that we all should be.
How are you going to eat korbono?
Good gosh. We'll get to that next.
I know. He has from Nevensol, right? He says they're going to be korbono. Are you going to ask him?
I didn't ask. Someone else did. What do you guys think? Can you eat the meat on Shabbat Chazon or not?
Who's writing this? I think Tenshi's writing this.
So this is a machlokas that's brought down in the Dirshu and the Mishnah Berurah.
Between the Dirshu and the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, the Dirshu brings down different modern poskim.
It's part of your own Shabbos.
I think Mishnah Berurah says no.
So it's not Mishnah Berurah, but I think it's Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I forgot exactly who. One rabbi says yes, one rabbi says no. Interesting machlokas. There's what to rely upon in any case. There's another interesting machlokas for those who fast. We know there are must says you're not supposed to fast on Erev Shabbos, but there are those on Sheikh Maisa, Chassidim would fast on Erev Shabbos. And for someone who fasts, how does he mekayim this Indian of tasting the food on Erev Shabbos? So he says you can taste it and then spit it out. The Prima Garden brings that down. Finally, one more interesting custom. So the Nativot Marav brings down the Sephardi customs. And he says in their land, they used to have a custom to eat dishes and then have a bit of alcohol, have a little bit of vodka, and they would call this custom the Boikala, welcoming in the Shabbos queen.
I did that when I went to Brenda's for the weekend.
Gevalt. You make a new custom, bring the Yom up to Brenda's. So now, what's the meaning behind this custom? Our final couple of sources. What's the depth? So, simple pshat that the Mishnah Berurah explained was what? Why do we have to taste from the Shabbos food Erev Shabbos?
To make sure that it's that it tastes good enough that you can eat it.
To make sure it tastes good.
Or to get you excited, that's also an idea.
Oh, so that will get that's answer number two. You already gave two answers. Mishnah Berurah's explanation, simple pshat, to make sure it tastes good. Right? That was his implication. And therefore, only one person needs to taste it. The wife can taste it. If it tastes good, good, move on. It tastes good. You don't have to worry about it. But there's another approach, like you were saying, that's brought down by the the Kobet Halachos by Rabbi Kamenetsky. I really like that sefer. I was reading it in shul. And he says it's a shul. No, it's in the shul that I've been learning at. I want to get it though. And he says that it's to show your chavivas for the mitzvah. By tasting it, you show how excited you are to eat Shabbos food. So therefore, you taste it to show how excited you are for it. A third explanation, a very halachic answer, is given by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchata. It says that you have to taste it because if you don't taste it, it might not be too salty or salt. And then you're going to add the salt on Shabbos because you're going to be so... You're going to taste it on Shabbos. You're going to not have enough salt. You're going to put the salt in the pot. You're going to end up breaking Shabbos.
Are you not allowed to put salt on food on Shabbos?
If it's on the pot, it could be problematic.
No, but if it's on your plate already.
Then it's fine. I'm talking about in the pot itself.
In the chilling pot, you couldn't
put in the chilling pot. Putting salt... Soup? Could be shady. Depends on the situation.
Can you eat it if someone did that?
Depends on the situation. In any case, to me, this seems a little far-fetched, but the Shmir Shabbos is a very halachic answer. But the Tzidkat Tzadik, the Arizal, the Kabbalistic Svarim, the Hasidic Svarim say very simply, when you're bringing, not so very simply, but very deeply, when you're eating that Erev Shabbos food, you're bringing the Kedusha of Shabbos through the food into your week. And that the food on Shabbos has certain kochos of Kedusha. Truth is, all food has kochos of Kedusha if you're eating it properly, the right kavanos, right? Connect to Hashem. So when you're eating that food, you're actually bringing the Kedusha of Shabbos into your week. So Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zoche to learn about Shabbos as much as possible. And when you're learning about Shabbos, you're actually bringing Shabbos into your week. Every day, have Shabbos in our lives.
Always have leftovers.
Always have Shabbos leftovers. Tomeach, Chaim Zachu.
Till Wednesday.
Good
Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Everyone should have the best Shabbos of their lives.
Amen.
Whether in New York or wherever you are. Good Shabbos.